HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.
We're so close to Christmas now, and many people will be starting to think about the wind down into the festive period. And you're probably not really thinking about needing a new job or changing any staff in your business if you run a business, because it's fairly settled at this time of the year, isn't it? Merry Christmas to you, Sarah from HQ Personnel.
Merry Christmas.
In the studio.
Hi there.
Are you ready for the big day?
Kind of. Struggling a little bit, but we'll get there.
So HQ Personnel, recruitment company based in the centre of Harrogate, must be pretty quiet for you. No one gets a new job in December, do they?
That's what everybody thinks, but we are still ramping up with many of our clients. More on the temporary side, to be honest with you, but things are extremely busy for us. So even though we're a couple of weeks away from the big day, we are still recruiting temporary staff for clients in, I know we've spoken about Hemingway's in Ripon.
Yes.
But we're still taking warehouse operatives and admin clerical people, and also for some clients in Thorpe Arch and Tockwith. So I would say we need to see still in between 5 and 10 people a day at the moment.
That's quite nice, because if you're someone who's going, oh, I could do with a bit of extra cash, particularly January.
Yeah.
January is such a hard month, isn't it?
It is.
So there are opportunities for people who kind of go, actually, oh, I could do a bit of work over Christmas.
Most definitely. And we pay weekly, which
oh, what are you getting for Christmas?
Absolutely.
Oh, beer money for between Christmas and New Year.
Beer and wine money, most definitely.
You mentioned Hemingway's there, which is they do a lot of gifts for Christmas, don't they?
They do,
so
yes.
This time of year, big increase in trading for them. I was actually in, this isn't a client of yours, I don't think, but I was in Betty's the other day, who a similar thing.
Yeah.
I was in their warehouse and seeing how much stuff they're posting out. Yeah. So there are a lot of companies like that, aren't there?
Absolutely loads. We have another one in Thorpe Arch that's ramping up for Christmas and need to get things out of the warehouse. And when there is that increase, you need an increase in arms and legs to get the products out the door.
How do you go about setting up with a business, then bringing these temporary people in if they've never done it before?
It really does depend on the length of the assignment, to be honest, and how long we've got to work with that client. Mm. Some clients will just ring and say, right, we need a person in to work in our warehouse today, and they're going to be doing these duties. Or if we've got some, you know, forward planning time, we would go into the business ourselves, look at what they're doing, and then advise them on how we want to handle that campaign, dependent on how many people that they need. So if it's for bookings of over 10, 20 staff, we'll always talk about inductions and how that's going to be handled. And if that needs to be HQ going in and doing the induction for them, or if it's going to be done by their own staff.
That's really interesting, because for some businesses who are maybe quite small, and deliberately quite small because for a lot of the year the business is manageable, they may not be kind of used to bringing new people in to the organisation. Do you ever get like sort of family businesses who kind of, maybe it's all been very in-house, and then they suddenly go, oh, we've got to bring some people in here?
Yes, yeah, we have had that in the past. And I think that's it. With us, it's all about building relationships. And we've seen companies grow from, you know, when they started to 5 years down the line, and they'll have over 100 staff. I'm thinking of one in Wetherby in particular. So yes, that does happen. And it's lovely to be part of that success story, really.
So from a business point of view, we've covered there that there's so much you can do to help and keep them in when business is fluctuating. This time of year, people generally don't tend to, it's not a well-known time for people to go, I'm getting a new job in December, is it?
No,
but
not
January.
Yes. Yeah, usually in December, people are thinking about Christmas. And then Christmas kind of happens. And that period between Christmas and New Year is when candidates, potential candidates, start to think about going back to work. And if you don't want to go back to work, that seems to be when our website goes mad with inquiries.
It's it seems to be a period of the year that gives you a bit of clarity. A lot of people do reflection, don't they?
Yes, New Year's resolutions, find a new job.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not doing that one, just in case
the bosses are listening.
So I guess, can people preempt that a little bit? If they're already having some of those thoughts, is it worth coming for a chat
Most
already?
Definitely, because I suppose for us, it's not just about job specs and looking at what candidates do. It's a case of, if somebody sends a CV to us and comes in for that initial chat, we will talk to them if they've seen a specific vacancy that they're interested in. We will talk to them about that vacancy. but we will talk to them about other vacancies that we think they would be suitable for. And we'll also be able to give them advice about all of the industries that we deal with.
Mm.
We visit all of our clients so we can tell the candidates what the working environment's like, how long the business has been established for, which, you know, there has been some periods of uncertainty recently. So it's always good to know if this is a well-established business that we're putting you forward for, for example.
And I imagine you know some of the ins and outs that, that you wouldn't necessarily know if you were just looking at a job advert.
Absolutely.
So you know what the management's like.
We do.
And who is going to be a... You might have a kind of judge of whether it's being a well-run business or not, that sort of thing.
Interestingly, we do visit all of our clients, and it's about personality fit as well. Somebody once did the statistics that 40% of you getting a job goes on your ability to do that job, and 60% goes on, you know, your personality and if you're going to fit.
Successful businesses seem to be run on a culture basis, don't they?
They
have a culture and the people who work there buy into that particular culture. You find a business of which you feel part of, don't
more
you?
More and more nowadays. I think going back 20 years ago, maybe not so much, but we do talk about culture, ethos, personal fit. So, yeah, I would say that's a massive part of what we do.
And I imagine as well, if you got an outstanding candidate who you just thought was brilliant, you would go to your clients who weren't necessarily, who didn't necessarily have job adverts out there and just say, this person, if you don't get them in your business.
We pick the phone up. It is all about relationships and who you know. We've been doing this an awful long time. It's going to be our 20th birthday next year, which is...
We're having a party.
Most definitely.
Well, I'd hope that gives a lot of people who are maybe coming towards the end of the year. 2016's been a difficult year for a lot of people, a very changeable year, tumultuous year. And if you are coming to the end of the year and finding yourself thinking that question, then you know that there are places you can go for a chat in the first instance. If people do want to get in touch with you, Sarah, what's the best way to find out about that?
Pick the phone up. Give us a call, 01423 520 220. Look on our website over Christmas. All our vacancies will be on there. And give us a call in the new year.
HQ Personnel on Stray FM's Business Hub.